All right, good to have you here as we break down the midterms. Not what they were expected to be, not even close. Why? I don't know, a variety of reasons. Let's ask Rory McShane, GOP strategist, political and media consultant, McShane LLC, Austin in D.C. Rory, good to have you back.
Steve, great to be with you as always.
I'll make no comment. You tell me your thoughts, clean.
Well, the first thing I think is over-expectation and overconfidence leads to failure. For more than a year, Republicans at every level have said, oh, we've got this one in the bag. I'll give you an example. I was sitting with a client of mine, congressional client, very top targeted race with one of the largest conservative organizations in D.C., probably about 3 months ago. And the comment made was, well, you're already going to win this race, and you're probably going to win the next one. So what we have to decide is whether we want to invest money for a race that will be tough to hold in 4 years from now. And that client is currently about 2% behind. Now, the final votes aren't tallied, and we might be successful in this race, but such a level of overconfidence from the majority of the Republican establishment, I think, has part and parcel led to the position we were in. Secondly, and over a lack of belief that the Democrat strategy could be successful, and third, I would say a discounting of this political skill, whether we agree with their policies or not, of some of the Democratic candidates.
Okay, I'll accept all of that on face value. I think McConnell needs to go. I think McCarthy needs to go. And I think it's time for Rana to go. Your thoughts?
My thoughts are, I would say that none of those three things happen, and here's the reason. Because the people who did end up winning their seats did so with large amounts of money from Kevin McCarthy. So they're not going to go ahead and turn around and bite the hand that feeds them. So even if there are people who think that...
So it's really not about what's best for the country. It's just about money and power. And it doesn't matter who you are.
Welcome to politics, my friend.
Well, exactly. I don't mean to be so cynical, but the fact of the matter is Kevin McCarthy underperformed dramatically. Races that should never have been in question are in question. Now, part of that is because the Republicans got outplayed by Gen Z, from what I'm seeing. The young people did turn out, and they turned out on college campuses. And, you know, I hear a lot of people finger-pointing and complaining. Stop whining. Figure out how to win. That's what they did in Florida. The Democrats gamed the whole system against Republicans for a number of years. They figured it out, and they beat them at their own game. And that's what has to happen.
Well, absolutely. And for too many years, Republicans have complained about the rules. And I don't think it's just Gen Z. I think another great example of that is early in mail voting. Now, I have huge problems with mail-in voting. I think it's rife with fraud. But mail-in voting is the law in many Western states. And instead of Republicans figuring out how do we legally ballot harvest to match the ballot harvesting efforts of Democrats, we sit on the sidelines and throw up our hands and complain.
That's what I just said. I just said that for the 100%. Last hour. You can sit there and complain about it or learn how to play the game the way the rules are. You don't have to like the game. I don't like it. Learn how to harvest. If that's the game, then every day at lunch, go pick up two of your friends, take them, get their ballots, drop them off. Every day at lunch, go get two
right.
more. Every day, and everybody does that, and the Republicans win.
Republicans have this consistent problem with saying, well, we're Republicans. We're not going to play that way. We're not going to do that. And now we do it with ballot harvesting, and we used to do it with early voting before we started accepting that. If the rules are the rules, then we have to do everything up into the law to win elections, and we can't sit on the sidelines and say, well, we're not going to play that way. And what happens when we do that is we lose. And I'll give you a great example. In Nevada, the Culinary Union told their members, don't even worry about voting on election day. Get out, harvest the ballots from your friends, and drop them off at the poll boxes. And there was no similar concerted effort on the Republican side, even though I think that, generally speaking, the infrastructure in Nevada was significantly better than most states. But again, we cannot continue to sit on the sidelines.
Right now, I think Laxalt, you know, looking at the numbers, and I've run the numbers 26 ways to Sunday, I think Laxalt wins that seat. for the Senate, and I think Lombardo is the governor. I keep running it. I don't see how it goes any other way.
So I think that Lombardo will win the governor's race. I think Laxalt very well may eke out the Senate win. I mean, the real issue is we don't know. I mean, there's about 43,000 ballots left in Clark County. Those ballots are going to go 2-1 to Democrats. There are some ballots left in the rural counties, which will go 9-1 Republican, but we don't know how many ballots that is. So the question is it, 10,000 ballots left in the rural counties, 5,000 ballots, or 20,000 ballots?
Yeah, but see, if you have 43,000 ballots in Clark County and it goes 2-1 to Democrats, that's only 17,000 votes. It doesn't get you there. It means Laxalt still doesn't. Wins.
That's correct. So I think, and remember, there are ballots left out in Washoe. Adam was winning Washoe up until in every dump of ballots until the very most recent dump of ballots. So I think it is very likely that Adam wins. I think there are some other races down ballot where the Republican leads by half a point or a point that it's going to be a question as to whether they hold on.
Well, that's right. And so I think that's in good shape. I see the attorney general candidate in Arizona is now ahead. And Carrie Lake's only down by, a very small amount. I think Carrie Lake still can very well win Arizona. I don't know about Blake Masters. It depends, again, on how those day-of ballots play out. But we've got about 20 seconds. I'll give you the last word.
I think that Carrie Lake will win Arizona. I don't think Blake Masters will, and I think Blake was a great candidate, but I think this is a classic example of underestimating the strongest Democratic fundraiser in the Senate and assuming, because it was a good year, we didn't have to kick Mark Kelly's teeth in, and that's what we should have been doing the whole time.
Right, and McConnell pulled money out of there like an idiot and put $35 million in Ohio. Anyhow, that's where I'm going to leave it. Roy McShane, thank you.
Steve, great to be with you.
All right. Be back.